Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shir Mandaf Yom. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now studying Masechet Gittin Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. We're going to take a look at the sugya of Tikkun HaOlam within the context of Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken's Takana that we studied in the previous podcast, that a husband may not cancel the shlichut of a get in the absence of the shaliach. Let's see what that's about. Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish differ as to what the takana was there to solve. Rabbi Yochanan says to solve the to prevent the creation of mamzerim. Shlakish says to avoid the to get around the problem of agunot or to avoid the problem of agunot. Rabbi Yochanan mamnei takanat mamzerim. Why? So Rabbi Nachman, he holds like Rabbi Nachman, who we saw in the previous sugya. Da'amar b'fnei shnayim. And originally, they would be able to cancel it in front of two people. When you do something in front of two people, the word doesn't necessarily get out. The wife doesn't hear that the get was canceled. She doesn't know. She goes and gets married, thinking the get's valid. And then you have mamzerim. So the takana was to prevent that. He says lagunot. He must hold like Rav Sheshet. Amar b'fnei gimel that originally they would cancel it in front of three people. When you do something in front of three people, that's already a formal beit din, and therefore the word does get out. She knows that the get's been canceled. She doesn't get married. In the meantime, she's in a waiting pattern because her husband's not living with her. On the other hand, she does not have a get that's valid. And that's the takana. Takana agunot hu de'ika. Now, the next piece is going to address the issue of what happens if he does go ahead and cancel it. Tanor baran. Bitlo mivutal, divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says that if he violates the takanat chachamim and does cancel the get, it is canceled. Shem Gamliel mer eino yachol olivat lo v'lo sifal tno. There's no way that you can either cancel it or to change the t'nai away from the takanat chachamim. Because otherwise the takana has no teeth to it. In other words, if you can violate the takana and your actions be considered valid, then ein koach beitin yafeh, meaning that the integrity of the beitin is lost because whatever they do has no oomph to it, as it were. Now, umika midimindoraita batal gita, this is a sugi we saw at the beginning of Kiddusha, of Ketubot, and also in Yivamot. Since when can you have something, we midoraita the get is batal, which means she's still married to her husband, umishum markoach beitin yafesh, or in eshet ish la'alma? There's really two questions here. One is a mechanical one, which is, what are the mechanics by which, the Rabbanan effect a divorce that really should not be happening because the husband canceled the get? The second question is, since when is the integrity of the Beit Din such a severe consideration that we would employ whatever mechanism it is? So they really answer the first question only, which is Ian called Mekadesh Adatu Rabbanu Mekadesh. Anybody who performs Kiddushin does so with the tacit approval of the Rabbanan, which means if the Rabbanan at a later point disapprove of his behavior, he has put the Kiddushin in their hands to uproot it. Tosa points out that's why when you do Kiddushin, you say Kedat Moshe Yisrael, as if to say, I'm doing it in accordance with their agreement. They uproot the Kiddushin retroactively. Now, Amar Rav Navashi's famous question, Tenach the Kaddish Bekaspa, that works if he was Mekaddish Bekesef, because the Beit Din has the ability to be Hefker Beit Din Hefker and turn that Kiddushin Kesef 30 years later retroactively into a Matana. Kaddish Bia Maiko, remember, what if the Kiddushin were Kiddusha Bia? What are you going to do? So the answer is, Shavir Abaran Bilato Biladznut. They turned the Bia into a Biladznut and there was no Bia Kiddushin. Okay, that solves that particular problem. And Machloket Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel about whether his cancellation is effective. Now, Tanu Rabbanan, Amar la asara kitvu get lishti. What if he told 10 people, write a get? Yachol avatel zesh lo bifnei zed. Devi Rebbe. Rebbe agrees that ideally you have to follow the takana and cancel in front of the witnesses, in front of the shlichim. But he says you could do it piecemeal. Two here and two there, another five there and one over there. Shimon Gamliel, any yachol avatel el zed bifnei zed. Shimon Gamliel again says that it must be done, it takes the more severe position and says the cancellation must be done with all 10 of them together. Now, Mike and Ipalgi, what's the machloket about? So one possibility is they're disagreeing about whether an edut, a testimony, where part of it has fallen apart, whether the remaining part remains valid. Rebbe holds that an edut that has been partially canceled, is the rest is not canceled, and as a result of that, the if he cancels in front of two, the other eight guys are still valid. If the other eight go and give the get, it's a valid get. and therefore, even though that's not what he wanted, everything's on the up and up. Shimon Sabar Edut Shabbat Lamik Satabat Lakulav. Shimon Gamliel perhaps holds that once part of an Edut is messed up, the entire thing falls apart. Panachlo Yodi, so the other eight guys don't know that he canceled it. V'az the Bekat V'Yavi, and they go and write to get and give it to her. V'shar Eshad Ish La'alma, it's really been canceled because Edut Shabbat Lamik Satabat Lakulav, but they don't know that, and they're Matur Eshad Ish La'alma. The other possibility is the Kuleyama Edut Shabbat Lamik Satabat Lobat Lakulav. Everybody agrees that if part of an Edut is gone, as long as there's two remaining guys, it's fine. He has a different consideration. Anything that was announced in front of a group, in this case 10, you have to cancel it in front of those 10. In other words, it's not a din of edut, a technical din, it's more of a kind of public policy issue. So that, now these two approaches to understanding Shem Gamliel we're going to test by asking the following question. What if he says, not just the 10 guys do it, but all 10 of you do it, which is a sugya we've already seen in the third parak, and we're going to see it again in the sixth parak. Is his reasoning based on the first analysis. In which case, since in this case he said, kulchem, the other eight guys can't write without the two there, which means they'll never do it in error. Perhaps his reasoning is because he holds that anything done in front of 10 needs 10 to cancel it, and that means his cancellation is invalid. So then maybe in a case of kulchem, Shem Gamliel would still say you cannot cancel piecemeal, and you have to cancel all of them together. So let's see. Toshma. Amar l'shnayim, because solving this will then help us understand what Shem Gamliel's position is. If you told two guys, then you could cancel them one at a time, separately. Shem Gamliel again says, you have to cancel the two of them together. After all, Shnayim is like Kulchem, because without the two, you can't do anything. Upligim, Shem Gamliel still says, you can't do it separately, which means his position must not be about Edut Shabbat Mitzata, but about Be'asara. All right, good. Am Ravashi. Ravashi disagrees. Says E to be Ede Chativa, which is really Ede Chatima Hachinami. If you were talking here about Edim that were going to sign the get, then you're right. Those two guys are like 10, and they're all that's they're all needed. Hachamayaskina. What are we talking about? Beede Halacha. These are the guys who are bringing the get and testifying for a nichtav. And he proves it from the end of that braita that says that if he told each guy separately, then he indeed can cancel them separately. Rashbag agrees. Now, if these are Edei Holacha, so Shapir, then it makes sense. Since when can the witnesses to the get, since when can they operate independently of each other? They're not mitzvah if it's a din of edut, that the edim have to testify, has to witness the act together, and they really have to be there together. And so therefore, one guy cannot sign separately, so he can't speak to him separately. And so therefore, this has to be talking about a day holacha, in which case we haven't proven anything. We still have one possibility, which is Amar. The answer is Dibak of Bishurman Korcha Sfirolei. Maybe he holds like a Bishurman Korcha, who says that incidental witnesses, people who saw things from, let's say, different windows, can testify together, even though they didn't intend to see it together, and therefore this could be talking about Edei Ktiva, and we would have a proof, but we don't know that. Amar Yehuda, Shame Minei de Rabbi Abba Tarti. I heard from Rabbi Abba two things. Chadak Rebbe, Chadak Mishum Gamliel. In this dispute, I heard that he passed like Rebbe in one case and Mishum Gamliel in the other case, and I don't know which. I don't know which one about the Zeh B'Shelo B'Fnei Zeh and about the canceling after Takanot Chacham, whether it's valid, which one he passed like Rebbe leniently and which one he passed Mishum Gamliel severely. Rav Yosef Nechzi Anan says, let's now analyze it. Tchiat the Rav Dimi Amar. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael and brought the following report. Ma'asev yasa Rebbe kidiber Chachamim. One time Rebbe followed the Chachamim. Amar lefon Avroi Yeparta benosho v'lozman parta b'mem benosho v'yiparta gadol. So one of the students who had a Mesorah going back to his great-grandfather said, Imken makoach beit din yafet. And he says, if that's the case, then you've wrecked the integrity of the Beit Din, which means that that Rebbe had said once the guy canceled that the cancellation is valid. V'chazar Rebbe v'asak v'mishem gamliel. And Rebbe then said, you're right, and he did not allow the cancellation, which means that Rebbe acceded to Moshe Gamliel in our first dispute about the effectiveness of canceling after the Takana. It must be that if he holds like Moshe Gamliel, in that case, it must be that Rabbi Abu Paskin, once like Rebbe and once like Reshbag, must hold like Rebbe that you can cancel one in the absence of the other as long as you cancel and get to all of them piece by piece. So Yeshua from the town of Usha also held Chadak Rebbe Chadak Rashbag, that this psak is split. We were five elders in front of Yeshua ben Usha. A fellow came and he took the get from him. This fellow didn't want to give the get. The rabbi took the get from him, Bal Korche, Amarlan, and then he said to us, Zilu Atmur Vukatvula. He said to the five of us, go hide and write the get for her, because we don't want him to cancel you. If you held like Rebbe, what would it help? After all, according to Rebbe, if he cancels out of the earshot of the shlichim, it still works. It must be that he holds like Rosh Hashanah Gamliel, that if you violate the Tachanus Chum, it's invalid. If he held like in the other case, like Rashbag, that you have to cancel all of them together, why do they have to hide? Let them just split up and he'll be able to get them together. Hiding must be because even if he picks you off one at a time, it's still going to be valid because we hold like Rebbe. Now that's all in one Masorah, that the psak is split. Rav Nachman said, no, the halacha follows Rebbe in both cases, both about canceling after Takanas Chachamim and about canceling, even ideally, within Takanas Chachamim, the Shlichim separately. That means Rav Nachman is not concerned about the integrity of the Beit Din, because you could cancel after the Takana, it would still be valid. Nachman Amar Shmuel, but Rav Nachman, quoting Shmuel, said that, and this is the case of Yatomim, whose father died, that's why the Yatomim, and they want to split up the estate, and they're young. So the Beit Din appoints an executor who divides up the property for them. Shmuel's halacha was that once they come of age, they can challenge his division and redivide. Nachman, what did Rav Nachman himself say? They cannot do so. Why? Because that wrecks the integrity of the Beit Din. Beit Din appointed an executor, and now the Yitomim, when they reach age, are able to overturn his ruling. So, which is it? The answer is Hatam Mamona Hacha Isura. That case is Mamon, Hefker Beit Din Hefker. And Beit Din can assign the property however they see fit, and the integrity of the Beit Din is maintained. Here we're talking about the Isur of Eshet Ish. In this case, Beit Din are not going to employ the consideration of Makoach Beit Din Yafeh to Mater Eshet Ish La'alma. Right, here's a story, several stories. Gidol Bari Eloi, Shardar La Gita Levitu, he sent to get to his wife. He saw the wife was sitting there and she was doing some work. Amarla hagitech. He said, here's your get. Amrale zil hashta miya v'tolamachar. She said to the guy, come back tomorrow. I'm busy, whatever it is. Azal the gabev amarla. He went to the husband and said she wouldn't accept the get. Patach v'amar baruch atav metiv. So he said, baruch Hashem. Right? Which would seem to indicate that he wanted to cancel it. Abaya Amar, Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv, V'lo Batal Gita. Good, so he was happy, but the get is still not batal. He didn't say anything to Bimvatal the get. We would have to infer it from him. That's what's called Gilui Da'ata Begita, meaning an expression which gives us an understanding of what he wants without him saying explicitly. Rav Amar, Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv, V'vatal Gita. Rav disagrees, says the get is batal, because he said Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. Now, B'maikimipalgi, what's the machloket about? Begilui Da'ata Begita Kimipalgi, they disagree about a revelation of the person's intent without explicit statement, whether that's meaningful. Abayasar gilui da'ata begita lav miltahi, v'ravasavar gilui da'ata begita miltahi, and Rava disagrees and says it is valid. Now, Amar Rava, minala, how can I can prove to you that gilui da'ata begita is valid? Rav Sheshet ashkele gita lahu gavra bal korcher. Rav Sheshet forced the guy to give a get. And he told the witnesses, and when the witnesses were forcing him, this guy, to write the get, he said, Rav Sheshet levatal gita. Right? He said, Rav Sheshet, who was not in the room at the time, he said, Rav Sheshet said the get is canceled. So what happened? Rav Sheshet gita achrina. And Rav Sheshet said, you got to write another get. Because, in other words, this guy was really, what he was saying was, I'm not interested in the get. And that's mevatel it. So how would Abaye answer that? Abaye atu Rav Sheshet mevatel get to the inshihave? Rav Sheshet wasn't saying anything. He wasn't there. Iyabatla, this guy was mevatel it. The reason he said it that way was because these guys were whipping him. If he said, I don't want to give the get, they wouldn't listen to him. So he put it in Rav Sheshet's mouth. But that's not a bitul haget or gilui daita. That's just deceptive talk. And Abaye says, I'll prove to you that gilui daita v'gita is not valid. How do I know that? Rav Yehuda ashkoi gita l'chatne Rav Yirmiyah birah v'atle. Rav Yehuda took the get on behalf of the son-in-law of Rav Yirmiyah, and he canceled it. Tana Ashkele Uvatle, who wrote another one, he canceled it. Hadatanava Ashkele Al Korcha, then he forced him. Vamarlu Lasadni, he told the witnesses, Otivu Karibu Unaihu, put something in your, like, cotton in your ears, Uchtuvule, write it. Don't listen to what he has to say. Right? Which means him saying, I don't want this get, doesn't help. Zaka Daita, Gilu Daita Begita Miltehi, if you think that his implicit revelation of what he wants is valid, Achazule de Kabrait Batrai, they see the guy running after them. So if that's the case, then you see that Gilui Dait is meaningless, because they see him running after them and they still give the get. So if Rava had to go right Batrayu, he said, nah, maybe the fact that he's running after them is Damar Lahua Ashur Havu Lahaya, give it to her quickly, Gehechad Amishlan Sarada Ugavra, so that my pain will be over. Get it over with. In other words, may his running after them could be interpreted not as trying to stop them, but as trying to push them quite quicker. All right, perhaps. Abaye Manami Nala, Abaye says, I'll give you another proof that Gilui Dait to be Gilta Lav Milta. Tahuda Amralahu, a guy said, this is a case we've already had in Gittin, we had it in Ktubot, Iloatinat Fatin Yomin Lavegita, if I don't come in 30 days, the get's valid. Ato Faske Mabra, he came and the bridge was down. Amralahu Chazuda, Toy Chazuda, he screamed from the other side of the river, you see I'm coming, cancel the get, Ramar Shmuel, Oshme Machi, and Shmuel says, that's not called coming, the get's valid. So you see that Gilui Dait does nothing. For Rava, how did Rava answer that? Ato Hatam Livtule Gita boy, he wasn't trying to cancel the get. Hatam the kiyume tnoi kaboy. He was just trying to fulfill the tnoi. Father Kaim tnoi. And we say, Anonis begitten. He didn't fulfill the tnoi. It's too bad that the bridge was down. And that's it. But that was not Gilui Dait to Begita. That's about the tnoi. Now, relative to that, we have the following story. Ahuda Amarlahu Ilona Sibna Tlatin Yomin Havigita. If I don't marry you within the month, then this get is valid. Kimato Tlatin Yomin Amarlahu Hatarchana. He said to them at 30 days, look, I'm trying to make the wedding. I just can't get it in time. So the Maynechushla, what should we be concerned about? Imishum Onsa, if it's because of the Ones, ain't Ones Begitten. That there is no claim of Ones Begitten, therefore the fact that he couldn't get the wedding together because it was out of his control doesn't help. He didn't get it together. Imishum the Gudli Daita Vita, if because of our consideration, Plugdana by Varavahi, that's the Machloket. So again, Ahuda Amarlahu, Ilona Sibna the Reish Yarcha da Adar Lehave Gita. Guy says, if I don't marry you by Rosh Chodesh Adar, the get is valid. Kimata Reish Yarcha da Adar, when he got there, Amarlahu Rana the Reish Yarcha da Nisan Amri. I meant Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So Lamaynechushla, again, the same problem. Imishum Ones, ain't Ones Begitten. Imishum Gilei Daita, Plukta da Baye Varava. And now we seal everything together. We say, Hilchata Kanachman, Hilchata Kanachman, Hilchata Kanachmani. The halach is like Rav Nachman in the first machloket Rav Sheshet, that you originally would cancel in front of two. Hilchata Kanachman, the halach is also like Rav Nachman in the other machloket with Bnei Eretz Yisrael, that we paskan like Rebbe in both cases, that if you violate Takanat Chachamim and cancel it, it's canceled, and even within Takanat Chachamim, you can cancel the Shlichim separately. And Hilchata Kanachmani, the halach follows Nachmani, which is Abaye, which is that Gilui Dait Begita Lo Havi Milta, and that indeed, as I pointed out in the footnote on the page, is one of the famous six machlokot between Rav and Abaye, where we rule like Abaye, Ya'al Kagam, the gimel of Kagam is Gilui Dait Begita, the Ya'al is of course Ye'ir Shalomidat, Edim Zomim Mafreya Nifsalim, Lechi, Matir, etc., Kiddushin Shalonim Sur Labia, Gilui Dait Begita, and Mumar LaTayav on the famous six machlokot, Tanabayin Rava. Everyone should have a wonderful day. We'll pick up with the next Mishnah in the next podcast.